It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
Thank you so much, Andy, for accepting our invitation. Angie, welcome to Nordjork Arts 10th Anniversary Podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much for having me.
Angie, can you tell us who you are?
Yes. So my name is Angie, and I work at the Toronto Arts Foundation. I've been there for almost like 10 years. It's like 9 and a half. I'm originally from Colombia, and I've been living in Canada for over 30 years. I'm an avid arts lover. I love working with people. I'm really invested in equity through the arts and leading social change through the work that I do. So that's kind of in a nutshell who I am.
So Angie, what is your connection with Nordjork Arts?
So I was thinking about this, and it's two connections. Mm-hmm. One is when I was trying to land a job at the foundation, and I met this incredible person named Lila Karam. Mm-hmm. And she was starting this like very incredible new project called Nordjork Arts, and she was the only person working at the time, and she's trying to like get it rolling. And I just wanted to work with her. And so I just latched onto her, and she was like a informal mentor of mine. And then she recommended that I apply to this coordinator position at the Toronto Arts Foundation, and I did it and I got the job. And so that was a big, like a big impact in my life. But I've always just loved just the heart of Nordjork Arts and just a willingness to connect and support others. So that's sort of my initial connection. And then my mother is actually a member of the Legacy Collective, which is incubated by Nordjork Arts. So we're also huge fans of the programming work that Nordjork Arts offer and see the real impact it has on people's lives, especially on seniors. Because seniors can feel very isolated, especially now. But Nordjork Arts has been a game changer in my family, specifically with my mom.
That is amazing. And I have to confess that I am a fan of your mother, because last year she participated in a pilot program that actually I have to always be grateful with Nordjork Arts, because it was a pilot project called My Own Stories in My Own Voice. And your mother was a part of the program. I didn't know she was your mother until Cecilia Garcia mentioned it. And I was like, no way. So I'm just a fan of your mother. Send my regards to her. So Angie, Nordjork Arts was created by the Toronto Arts Foundation, similar to the Neighborhood Art Network. What do you think is the role of the Toronto Arts Foundation in the promotion of cultural and arts sector in the city?
So I think specifically with Nordjork Arts, I think providing that incubation support was so important. And I think that's a real value and expertise that the foundation has. We have a just incredible group of people that work at our organization who are very knowledgeable at their in their expertise, and so especially around sustainability, I think it's been really important for Nordjork Arts. And just being connected with an arts organization that has been in the community for over 20 years now, I think it helps smaller organizations when they're trying to come through to give them a vote of confidence and just provide them with other resources and other connections and networkings that could be really inspiring and propel them forward.
Angie, could you share some initiatives that have occurred between North York Arts and NEN?
So much. So we've done Making a Living Making Art series together. We collaborated there. We've also worked on the Legacy Collective together, where we connected the Legacy Group with our RBC Award recipients. And so Paola Gomez, one of our recipients, have led workshops with the Legacy Group. And then also Diana Preto has also contributed her incredible skills as well. We've worked with North York Arts in symposiums and Courage Labs. We also connect with like Melissa or Cecilia when we have questions or ideas that we're trying to solidify, and we need kind of like that support, like peer support. So we always are we think of North York Arts staff as like our teammates as well in terms of the arts and culture. And we're always connecting with you folks when we have an idea and we need different perspective or advice. So most recently, we've worked on the Mentor in Residence program, which really we came together because the way we work with North York Arts is like we see the team at NYA as like colleagues, staff members. And so we touched base with Melissa and said, look, like, the community is really in need of additional support in trying to figure out like how to navigate the pandemic as artists. Mm. And at that time, we had a lot of arts organizations, like some folks were laid off, other folks, their programming just stopped. So there was, there's that also that need from organizations to connect with community. So we started this Mentor in Residence program. It's fully volunteer based, and North York Arts really was like a champion of the program, connected us to lots of our arts organizations, LASOs, who were interested in volunteering their time to support their community in advising folks how to navigate digitizing their work, or you know, what equity or accessibility like approaches they need to take as a result of digitizing work. So it was such a beautiful program that we're able to, after the 6 months of really a lot of folks volunteering their time and energy to this program, we're able to get funding from the Donor Foundation. And now we have a group of 22 mentors who are working with artists from across Toronto and Ontario. And it's just been really powerful. And so this is the type of work that we love doing with North York Arts. And we've collaborated on many other programs.
I have to confess, I'm a proud mentor in residence for the Neighborhood Art Network program. So it has been amazing being able to connect with many people. This is something that I didn't ask you before. What would you say to a newcomer artist or someone who is new in the city about ways to navigate the art sector in Toronto?
So I think the first thing is just connect with our team, because we just have so many resources available now. We've been working with newcomer artists since we started engaging folks in 2011 and then ran programming in 2015, and have been working on developing and further deepening our partnerships so that we can further support newcomers. So newcomer artists, please connect with our team. My email is angie@torontoarts.org, and we have incredible opportunities that are designed by and for newcomer artists.
Now, you know, folks, remember neighborhoodartsnetwork.org, and you can actually sign up for the newsletter. I can testify it is amazing, all the resources and information that they have on their website. Once again, neighborhoodartsnetwork.org, and Angie had already mentioned her email. So thank you, Angie, for that. So what are you hoping to see more in the art scene in the city, Angie?
I think I would like to see more public art. And although I love murals and I think murals are beautiful and they are so important in our city, I would love to see more community engaged arts activities in our public spaces and the use of public spaces differently. And I know that this is happening at the city level and there's a lot of new thinking and out of the box approaches, and I hope that we can enliven our streets and our communities in a different way, because public space is so important for the health and vibrancy of our community. But I think really animating our spaces is one of my dreams.
Angie, what are your wishes for the next 10 years of North York Arts?
The wish I have for NYA is for you folks to continue doing this incredible work that you're doing that's very much centered around equity, and to use your platform in bold ways that you currently are working. So it's more of like continuing to do that work, and to note that you have great champions and that we are huge fans. And I think this new chapter that is going to be really exciting to see unfold, especially all the work that you've been doing around indigenizing arts practices and focused on disability arts and accessibility. And I think that's so important. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what that looks like and how we as community members can learn from a lot of the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Angie. And last question for you. Is there anything that you think is unique or special about North York Arts?
I think it's the people that drive North York Arts. The staff at NYA is so special. Folks that are just genuine and who have such work ethic and who are so supportive and willing to help others. You can't buy that. It's just so ingrained in the staff members. And I think that's really the shining star of what makes NYA so special.
Angie Aranda, thank you so much for taking our invitation today to be part of our podcast for our 10th anniversary.
Thank you. It's my first podcast. So I was nervous.
Thank you so much, Angie.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.